Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we are joined by Brandon Bailing from the DNR. Brandon, always a pleasure to get you in here. Thanks again for taking the time, as always, to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Hey, no, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
You know, whenever we have you in, we're always talking about some fun wildlife-based events. And in an area like ours, these are going to bound to attract a lot of people. That's kind of our identity as rural Utahns. But this one, definitely going to bring people out in swaths. You got a waterfowl hunting clinic coming up on September 13th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. It seems like it's going to be a fun event. So what can people kind of expect from this clinic?
Yeah, we want to invite people out that, you know, might not have the level of expertise that they want with waterfowl hunting or new to it, or even some of the seasoned veterans that are just looking to maybe sharpen their game a little bit. We're just going to put on a clinic to kind of cover all the bases, dive into different aspects of identifying ducks, you know, techniques used with equipment or calling in ducks, just everything waterfowl.
You know, I feel like with waterfowl hunting, it's one of those things that on the surface, it appears like it's going to be something very simple. You know, how hard could it be? You get out, you shoot the duck, game, set, match. That's not the case, though. There are so many little intricacies that go into it that most people, like myself included, probably wouldn't notice without going to something like this class.
Right, yeah. I mean, I was naive, you know, growing up here in Emory County. We would just jump shoot ducks, you know. Started learning about decoys, and, you know, I thought, yeah, you just take a decoy, you throw it in the water, you call it good. And I've learned that, no, there's actual patterns that you might want to set your ducks up into to make sure they're coming in to land in certain areas. And so you can make it as simple as, you know, like I said, jump shooting ducks, just, you know, rush in a pond or, you know, a creek. But you can also set up and, you know, have blinds, decoys, the whole nine yards.
So. Yeah, so something to give yourself a little more success in it, because it's like anything outdoors. When you go out with the expectation, whether it be fishing or hunting, and you come back empty-handed, it's a little disheartening. So this is a way to help avoid that. Now, another thing I really like about this hunting clinic is that you guys are partnering up with Ducks United. It's something that I think it's great to see collaboration within the community.
Yeah, that's the local chapter of Ducks Unlimited, the Desert Ducks. They're going to be out there with us and help put this on, you know. They've got their experts coming. So, yeah, it'll be a good time.
Now, I feel like one thing that is important to know that you're asking that people do not bring their personal firearms, so that you guys will be providing everything for the attendees. You know, you don't want any mishaps there.
Right, right. We are looking to have a little live fire session where, you know, you can take a shot at some clay pigeons. So we'll have some shotguns there. We don't need you guys bringing your own firearms out. So we'll provide all of that.
Now, you mentioned earlier, you know, growing up in Emory County, jump shooting ducks, but being involved in with the DNR and events like this, what do you think the biggest thing that you've learned from these experiences has been when it comes to hunting waterfowl?
I only knew like the bare basics of it, that there's so much that you can learn. And, you know, waterfowl hunters, I like to say they're a little bit of a different breed. If you see it stormy and cold, the waterfowl guys, they're itching. They're ready to get out there. And, you know, some of us like warmer temperatures and, you know, following a dog around chasing pheasants and other upland game. But the waterfowl hunters, if the storm's moving in, they're out there. They're gearing up. They're ready to head out. And so for me, that was kind of a learning curve in and of itself, too. It's like, wait a minute, I want to go set out in the rain and the snow to chase ducks? That doesn't sound right. But no, that's when the ducks are active. So.
Now, one of the things that we talked about before we came on air was that this is an event you really are encouraging people to register for beforehand, and you have a variety of ways to do that. So what are some of the ways people can register for this waterfowl hunting clinic?
Yeah, we want to encourage people to sign up on Eventbrite, so eventbrite.com. You can go to our Facebook page and click on the events calendar and look on there, and that'll link you over to Eventbrite. Our Facebook page, also on the events tab, you can go to Eventbrite that way. That way, by registering on Eventbrite, we're able to kind of gauge how many attendees we'll have for these events. And to encourage people to register on Eventbrite, we have some swag that will be given away. I'm not going to say what it is, but those that do register will be happy.
Like, growing up as a 20-something now, if I hear the word swag for registering, I'm registering. I don't care if I'm interested or not. I'm signing up for that because you can't beat free stuff. And it's very simple. Like you said, just go to your Facebook page, your events calendar, or Eventbrite, and you can register register there. And if you haven't used Eventbrite, it's such an intuitive platform. It's so easy to get signed up for things. You don't, like, everywhere else, you're going to have to put in your credit card information. You're going to have to put in this, that, and the other. But this, it's just very straightforward.
Yep. Yeah. And that's, you can even sign up kind of like you would on Facebook or Instagram to follow us. You can on Eventbrite too. So then you can be one of the first people that knows that we're hosting an event in the area.
And with some of those cool events that you host that are limited spacing, I can't think of a better reason why not to follow you. It's so perfect to sign up. Now, Brandon, unfortunately, we are running out of time. Is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
No, come out to Desert Lake, the waterfowl management area just outside of Elmo. That's where we'll be. And come have a good time with us. We look forward to it.
Well, Brandon, always a pleasure to get you here in the studio. Thanks again for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it. Again, our guest, Brandon Bailing from the DNR, and we're talking about the upcoming Waterfowl Hunting Clinic. It's going to be held at the Desert Lake Wildlife Management Area this Saturday, September 13th from 8 to 11 a.m. For more information, you can check out the DNR's event calendar, Facebook page, or find them on Eventbrite. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.